the last thing you want to think about when somebody you love dies is how you're going to buy milk or why your sister should get more money than you. Every family needs to come together in hard times rather than fan out, but if there's no will, then there's no way. David Sweeney with Dendy Wealth Management fills us in on how important wills really are.
David, what are some good things for us to remember with kind of financial housekeeping?
Yeah, I think a number of things sort of come to mind that we should be touching base on right now, but I think one of the most prevalent that everybody sort of, for lack of a better term, ignores is the need for a will, and more importantly, an up-to-date will. Today, wills and the whole process of basically passing on your wishes to somebody and giving them an indication of what you want to have happen is more important now than ever, for simple reasons that today, if you die without a will, you die in what's called intestate, which ultimately means whoever's left behind to look after things for you is left with a tremendous dilemma in dealing with the fact that you not having a will, which gave them an indication of what you wanted. Because first and foremost, what's going to happen is someone has to go apply to the provincial government to get administration of your estate. And that normally will take anywhere from 3 to 6 months. So you can imagine if you were to pass away with young children and things like that, and everything getting thrown into this great big kerfuffle because nobody took the time. And really, it's not weeks and months to get a will in place. It's really a couple of hours of thinking about it and then obviously getting a professional to help you draft it. To make sure all those things are taken care of. That's a real big one these days that everybody seems to want to just forget about.
Well, yeah, I can agree with that. I mean, there is a certain element of it just being difficult to accept that you do need that and you are, in fact, going to need one. So how complicated is it to get your will done?
Yeah, it's really not that all complicated. Mind you, it's not a simple task as, you know, sort of the Canadian will kit kind of scenario would like you to think it is. Because ultimately, in particular, once you start having children and things like that and thinking about who's going to be guardian and trustee and things like that, you really do need to sit down either with a lawyer, a notary, even ourselves as financial planners, sit down with our clients and sort of walk them through the thought process that's required. And that's really more what it is. It's really investigating what I want to have happen. And it doesn't even matter today if you are even single. The minute you start sort of delving into doing anything, you own a car, you rent somewhere, you own something, you now start to have a need for a concern for a will, because what's known as per stirrups is what happens ultimately is if you were to pass away being a single individual, your parents automatically now become responsible. Well, think of someone that, you know, has a parent who's in their 60s or 70s kind of thing. Do they want to burden them with that task?
Yeah.
Because that's the normal pecking order that will occur. And again, if they aren't named in a will as an executor, they have to go and apply for administration, which and representation of the estate, which is a process and a legal cost. So do you want to, for this lack of a better term, of spending a couple of hours with a professional, want to, you know, burden somebody that way?
Now, perhaps, not even perhaps, definitely ignorantly, I just would assume that my husband would take all of my assets, and that's just how it would go. And the thing is I think many people probably just do assume that, and that's why they don't necessarily always bother with wills. How true is that, and how easy is that?
Well, it is true in anything that you own what's in joint title. Mm-hmm. And an example being the matrimonial home, traditionally will end up in joint title, i.e., it will then, as the joint title with rights to sole survivorship, the term is, you become, the survivor automatically becomes the owner. Mm-hmm. But an example being is if it's a newer relationship, the residence was owned prior to the relationship occurring, and there's only one on title of the home, mm-hmm. it's not automatic now. Other things such as example of investment accounts, bank accounts that are only in your name, won't automatically go to your husband because it's not in joint title.
And what happens to those things then?
Well, they get frozen. The institution, once they determine that you're passed away, will lock down the account until either one, the will, as it would call, is probated. In other words, goes through the court process if necessary. And it's not too hard today to force something for the need to go through probate. Basically have an asset in excess of $30,000 in any financial institution, and they're going to require it go through probate. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't take too much today to force that. Or ultimately, if you were to pass away without a will in what's, again, called intestate, then what happens, it gets locked down. Someone applies to the provincial government through the courts to become an administrator of the estate, and then they get to go and do something with the account, whether it's transferred to the surviving spouse, to the dependent children, whatever's left. But the real gray area is what did you want to have happen? They have no idea.
And
they're
and
left in
no
the powers of what do we do?
So how can I go down to Staples and buy a $20 will and fill it out myself?
You can. And in my opinion, you're buying $20 worth of great paper, and that's it. And again, I just question back to anybody that does that is how much experience and have you ever learned this in school, how to do this? We haven't. Most of us, again, you should look at spending anywhere from $200 to $600 to get a well-designed, appropriate will. $600 is the lawyer version that will take you right through the whole process. There's notary publics will do it for slightly less. There's other means. Even some financial planners in our arena will assist clients in drafting wills to give them that opportunity, at least on a simple will. Once you start talking about getting more invoked into trusts and these types of things and want to basically control things from the grave, then you definitely need to go to a lawyer and draft it up properly.
Right.
Because an ill-informed or poorly drafted will is of no value, again, to the executor that you've left with all this burden because of the ultimate part of not thinking the process through, or the reality was looking for the $20 quantity of good paper, thinking that it must be so simple. It's simple till it's invoked.
I don't understand why they're so marketable.
Well, because, again, everybody's looking for the free lunch.
Right,
they're looking for the cheap, the quick fix. It's the appetizer, the late-night television, those kinds of things that everybody thinks, oh, it's just I got to do, 15 minutes a day of this and I'll have this rock-hard body. Nothing is that way. They're just, in my opinion, just doing it to get that $20 from you. Whether it works for you or not, you can't hold them responsible, so they don't care.
But rather than saving $180, you're in fact spending an extra $20.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, what you're doing is, again, you're getting this false sense of security that, just talk to anybody that's been an executor of an estate. Even they themselves, even a well-drafted will, aren't prepared for the mechanics of what's got to occur because, again, who's been taught how to do this? There's no professional executors out there. I mean, there's trust companies that will do it. But, you and I who sort of get invoked, with looking after mom and dad's estate or a brother or someone like that all of a sudden, quite often the executor of the estate isn't even aware that they're the executor. They hadn't been told.
Wow.
So a lot of that misinformation
mm-hmm.
is what really causes people either, one, not to do anything, and that's not a good enough for reason, but two, look for the cheap route. And the cheap route is never going to be whatever pays off.
That was David Sweeney with Dundee Wealth Management letting us know that if you don't have a good one, you'd better be hunting for a good will. For the Mountain Monitor, I'm Lindsay Logan.